Hello and welcome. My name is Megan Lucky, and this is A Lucky Life. Come along with me as I try and get to know myself better and hopefully help you get to know yourself better too. Hello, Shannon. Welcome to A Lucky Life.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So a few weeks ago, I was like, okay, it's time. I really want to have Shannon on the podcast. And we talk about so much. Like I said, we're like best friends and talk about all things life together. But we've both recently started kind of new chapters in our lives and started to take on new projects. So I thought, what a great topic for us to discuss on the podcast, because taking on new things is really scary.
Definitely.
And we've vent all the time about how hard it can be to overcome certain fears and challenges when it comes to starting a new thing that you hope could really turn your life around for the positive. So we're going to talk today about how to start a new project, what the fears and challenges inevitably will be, and how to overcome those fears to keep going. Let's start by talking a little bit about you and what your new project is.
Yeah, so I've always been interested in the fashion industry. I got my degree in apparel merchandising from Auburn University. Got a job right after college doing digital styling for a bunch of major retailers, but I always knew that I wanted to have a side project or even maybe a full-time main project someday of my own, where I can create something that I'm passionate about, have full control of it, the styling, branding, whatever it is. So for me, that was starting my own vintage business, and I started just selling things on Instagram. And I've moved on to Depop now, but I hope to continue to grow it. And it's something that I'm really passionate about, of course. And yeah.
Well, also, I'm going to brag on you for a moment. Shannon, even in college, like, she was like an A-plus student. She started a club, has always kind of been like a leader and entrepreneur in my eyes. For you, I always felt like you were destined to have your own company or do something on your own. So when you started talking to me about this like idea, vintage
like a
brand,
long time ago,
yeah,
too.
A long time ago, I immediately was like, yes, that is so you. And I think when you can work your passion into something that also is something that serves the world, that's where the magic really happens.
Yeah.
So I think it's just so perfect for you. But anyways.
Thank you. And that's actually what all of my friends have told me ever since I started it. They were like, this is so perfect
it's
for you.
It's so you.
Just because it's been obviously like fashion, but also sustainability.
It's
and
perfect.
Having something of my own to work on.
And, it's creative. Yeah. It's entrepreneurial. It's sustainable. It's it's all the things that kind of make you you in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So on that note, tell us more about what inspired it and what got you to like that point where you're like, okay, I'm really going to do this now. Because like you said, you brought it up to me a long time ago. So what kind of was the big driving factor for like, why now? What pushed you over the edge? Because that's something I feel a lot of people have these great ideas, but like they're not at that point. Mm-hmm. And like, what helped you get to that point to like really start it?
Yeah. So for me, it was always kind of an idea in the back of my mind that I wanted to have a project or a business of my own someday. That was kind of always something I was interested in.
Yeah.
And my fear kind of holding me back initially was like, there's so many other vintage brands out there. Like, what's going to set
me And that's
me
a
apart?
Big one. A lot of people feel like, oh, it's saturated
and
I am not
unique. It's too saturated. There's too many. But then I started thinking about it more like, there's so many clothes on this planet that are going to end up in a landfill anyway.
Yeah.
So if I want to take the time to go through thrift stores, go, you know, hunting for items and being able to select things myself and like curate a collection that really speaks to my style and hopefully a bunch of other people's. That's my goal. And I want to help people have a more sustainable option because I know it's hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of what pushed me.
A lot of people, I think, feel that like, oh, I shouldn't start because there's already a million other people of what I want to do.
Exactly.
But no one is exactly you. No one has exactly what you have to offer. We're also in the front yard. So
cars, people.
We're a spectacle out here today. But so for me, I'm working on, as you know, starting my life coaching business, which I was inspired this past year just by kind of finding myself and wanting to help others find themselves and improve themselves and become the best versions of themselves, because that's something that I'm passionate about. So that's kind of what pushed me over the edge, and also just realizing that what I was doing and being in a, like a rat race of a society wasn't making me happy, wasn't making me fulfilled. And like I said to you, I wanted to find something that fueled me and who I am, and also was married with something that could serve the world and leave the world a better place, because I wasn't feeling like I was doing that in my corporate job. So that's kind of what pushed me to do it. And then again, like you said, fear that I wouldn't be unique, fear that I wouldn't be able to do it, I wouldn't be able to be disciplined enough, I wouldn't be able to be confident enough. I was, of course, afraid of being judged, of course, afraid of being criticized, of course, afraid of failing, and also afraid of succeeding and like having that imposter syndrome. So let's talk a little bit more about some of those fears, if you can relate to those at all.
100%. I mean, fear of judgment was definitely a big one for me, just because putting yourself out there for other people to see and criticize, like,
especially in this new age world of social media,
everyone has an opinion on everything.
And this really does apply to starting anything new. Like, you don't have confidence in something you've never done before. And the only way to build confidence in something new is by starting and by doing it scared and making mistakes. Confidence is very situation specific. Mm-hmm. So you cannot bring confidence from school into the work world. It's a whole new level of confidence that you have to start over. And the way that you build it up is by doing it over and over and over again. So that's something that is scary. And that's why a lot of people stay in their lane, stay in their comfort zone, even if they don't want to be there forever. And I think that's what I want to do a better job normalizing, because it is, there's so much more for you out there than staying in your comfort zone and staying where you don't really feel fulfilled.
Totally. And I think one of my favorite ways to look at it is, you can't fail if you don't try, but you can't succeed if you don't try either.
And that's the biggest thing. It's like, we are all so, we think we're so much more scared of failure, but are we going to let that fear, are we going to let the fear of failing, the fear of rejection, the fear of criticism, there's a lot of fears, I will say, but are we going to let those things stop us from having the life that we want and taking control of our lives and really like giving ourselves at least a chance? When I think about getting old, when I think about looking back on my life, it's like, will I regret not having tried? Yes, of course I would regret that way more. And that's like a common thing, that like one of the biggest regrets that people have at the end of their life is, I wish I lived my life for myself instead of the people around me. I've never felt like I'm trying and I'm doing the best that I can until now. Like, even if I was crushing it at my old job or like crushing it at school, like if I was doing it for other people or wasn't like truly authentic, then it never felt as good as this does now. Does that make sense?
100%. Yeah. And we were talking about this earlier, how most of our lives we feel like we've been trying to please other people or do what's expected of us, fit in our lane and stay there.
Make our parents proud.
Make our parents proud. All these things.
And not that they wouldn't be proud, but it's just like, it's what is ingrained into society. Mm-hmm. It's what's ingrained into us that we need to fit in. We need to make money for ourselves. We need to do all these things. And we don't learn about these things. So we don't know where to start when we feel that piece is missing.
And I really think that doing anything that's out of your comfort zone is worthwhile doing, because whatever you walk away with, you're either gaining a new success or you're gaining a new perspective.
Yeah.
And even if you fail, you can learn from it. So.
So, and we talked about the fear that kind of was keeping you from starting, but now can we talk about the fears that you have as you have started, or the challenges that you're having to overcome continuously?
Yeah, I mean, definitely imposter syndrome.
Yeah,
like
that's
we
a big
talking
one.
About just feeling like I'm not doing the right things. I don't feel like a proper business owner, especially because I conduct a lot of my business online, so I can kind of
hide a little bit,
but I do want to eventually have in-person pop-up shops and things like that.
Yeah,
I'm definitely scared of fizzling out and not sticking with something.
And this is what we talk about
all the time.
We talk about this
because it feels sometimes easier to just give up and curl under a rock and forget that I ever started anything.
Yeah,
which is true, but being able to like push through that like initial kind of fear
doubt
and doubt, I think is worth it.
That's a big thing for me, especially just having had ADD, as you know, my whole life. I do that a lot. I fizzle out on a lot of things, and I think that I've allowed all of those fizzle outs to affirm that belief that I never finish anything and that I can never be capable of following through on something. But I also am looking back, learning whenever I started something that I fizzled out on, it's because I didn't fucking like it. I wasn't interested enough in it, and I didn't have that drive, whereas I feel like so scared about this, like, I really don't want to fizzle out on this. My therapist is like, well, you won't then. If you don't want to, then you won't. Like, I'm starting to learn and realize, like, even if it takes a long time, even if I have lots of ups and downs, like, if this is something I really want and I keep putting myself out there for, then I won't. But if it is, that's okay too. It just means it's not the right thing for me. Like, yeah.
I totally feel that way right now.
Yeah.
Starting so many projects and side things, and I don't stick with it. Starting different Instagram accounts for separate projects, and then feeling embarrassed.
Yes.
If I don't stay.
Feeling embarrassed, like, and like feeling like, again, because you're, especially with social media, like you're putting yourself out there in a very public way. Mm-hmm. So it's really scary to be like, oh my God, they're going to judge the shit out of me. And like, look, I know people do judge. And like, I would have used to be so scared of that. I used to tailor my behavior to avoid that at all costs, but mm-hmm. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And guess what? Again, those people are projecting and they're miserable, so it's not something that you want to emulate anyway. What do you use? What coping mechanisms, what tools, what support do you lean on to help you get through those moments where you're feeling that massive doubt that makes you want to quit and give up and not open the laptop back up tomorrow?
I would say definitely leaning on my friends and family. You're a big supporter, and seeing everything that you've done with your podcast and venturing out and trying something different and putting yourself on the line, it's hard, and you've been a big inspiration for me. I really mean it. So that, definitely.
Well, and I also like think, well, I can obviously relate to that because I think when we have each other, luckily, to come to when we're feeling those doubts and we get it, you know?
Yeah. And we push each other
in a compassionate way. And I think like having you to believe in me has mm-hmm. been so, so crucial for me. I don't think I would have done any of the things I have done if it wasn't that I had you.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to have someone that really believes in you and you feel that. Like someone who knows you, cares about you, and believes in you is so important. And a lot of people either think they don't have it or they don't open up to the right people mm-hmm. and know that they actually do have it right in front of them.
You just want to have your main supporters in your life for you to actually listen to.
Yes.
And those people will lift you up when you're feeling doubt, and you can ignore all the rest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. As long as you have an inner circle that you can
trust. Yeah.
And that believes in you. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't have ulterior motives. And that's a big one.
They just want the best for you. They want to support you.
And that's something you can only discover by giving them the benefit of the doubt and trusting them when you listen to your intuition, like, and how you feel when you're around them and how you feel when you come to them with something that you want support on. If they treat you the way that you want to be treated, then you know that's someone you can come back to with that, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that you have to have trial and error in learning who those people are. And sometimes it's not the people that you hope it will be, you know, and sometimes it is. And that's amazing. And it's just finding those people and knowing who you can rely on and with what information, with what you need to.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you have to be careful. But
yeah. Sometimes you do. And I think that you have to learn that. You have to learn that the hard way sometimes. And regardless of whether it's hard or easy to learn it, you're learning it. And so just being aware of who those right people are to lean on is important too.
Mm-hmm.
So what else keeps you going? Support system is a big one. What else on those down days keeps you going?
Envisioning my dream goal. And even though it feels far away, being able to just picture it, manifesting whatever it is,
yes.
just being able to like picture my dream life and where I want to be and how I can get there, I think is huge, because I don't feel like I'm close to it now, but I want to keep going.
Yeah. And like you said, you cannot succeed if you do not start.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot succeed in something that you never even try. And guess what? The fear is not going to go away. So you have to start. What else was it? Oh, so I saw this video on Instagram the other day of, it was like a meme or just like a video of some woman saying, no one cheers harder, no one claps harder for me than my younger self. And I saw that and I was like, oh, that's nice. But like, it didn't really resonate with me. And then I thought about it and I had this initial like reaction of being like, I don't think my younger self would be that proud. Like, she would become embarrassed, like, that I'm doing this and like that I have like 4 views on like all the shit that I'm putting out every day. And then I immediately like welled up with tears because I was like, that's not true. And I had this like reaction, this visceral reaction where I was like, no, my younger self would be so proud of me. Not only would she think the whole beer girl thing was so cool, but she would be so proud that this is what I'm doing with it. And like that I'm putting myself out there, that I'm trying, and that I'm trying to become the person that I needed when I was her age. And that like changed everything for me. I was like, oh my God, I think both older me and younger me are big motivations in starting these new projects and putting myself out there, even when it's scary. And look, even if I do fail, guess what? I'm like proud of myself and happy that I did it because I'm so much better off having tried than not.
100%.
Yeah. So do you think that's something that also motivates you too, like your younger self and your older self, like giving, envisioning the future, but also connecting to your inner younger self?
Yes, because again, like we were talking about earlier, I feel like up until recently, I've made decisions that were to please
other people and not the inner you.
Yes. And so I feel like, again, for the first time in my life, I'm shaping my own destiny. I'm making choices that serve what I want out of this life. And that's hard and that's scary. But at least I know that I'm in control now. And I'm working towards what I want.
Yes. And I think that I love what you said. Like, knowing you're in control now is so freeing. Mm-hmm. It's so liberating. And that doesn't mean that you can control everything that happens to you. It just means you have more of a trust and confidence that you will be able to navigate those things with your own best interest at heart. And yeah, and just knowing that you are going where you want to more so now than ever. If you could say something to your younger self about what you're doing now, what would you say?
I would say to my younger self that I'm more confident in myself than ever. And I believe in my choices. I no longer fear of what other people have to say all the time. I'm still working on it, but I'm definitely not letting that control my life the way I used to. Not letting those fears kind of rule my decisions. And I'm in a much better place with going after my own dreams.
Yeah. And that's amazing. And I like wrote a little letter to myself. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I hope you'd be happy to know that we're putting ourselves out there in order to help other people who share some of the same struggles and challenges that we've had to deal with, to give other people the coping skills and tools that we didn't have when we needed them. We do now, and give them the advice and wisdom and love that we once needed in a time where we felt the most lost, unaccepted, alone, and depressed. We are doing this through teaching yoga, which is awesome and so fun and cool, and a few other ways, which you've probably never heard of before, but I know that you will like the sound of them. We make content on social media and have our own podcast. You don't know what either of those things are, but you will soon, where we give advice and tips to the world through the internet. And we're building our own life coaching business, which is basically just what it sounds like, essentially helping others live the life that they want to live. It can still be hard and we still doubt ourselves sometimes, but every day gets better and we've learned so much along the way to get here. We are becoming the person that we needed, and I just know that you would be so proud of us, and you are one of those things that keeps me going when it gets tough. I want to give us the life that we want, the life we do deserve. Thank you for being my motivation. Never let anyone take away your pure heart and intentions, and start believing in yourself more. Know that mom isn't perfect and makes mistakes sometimes because being a parent and a human is hard. Give her grace and don't take things so personally, as it's sometimes way more about her own struggles than you, but you'll learn more as you get older. Also, be nicer to Shannon. You'll become close with her when you get older and realize that you both shared similar pain. I love you. Talk soon.
That was so good.
Damn it. This fucking lawnmower. I don't know if you guys can hear
this. I hope not.
But classic.
That's so classic.
But yeah. So
but
like.
That was so well said, Megan.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, and I told you like I was stressing writing this letter because there's so much more that I could have said and also so much more that didn't need to be in it. I didn't even read the whole thing. But I think the main points were there. Why I'm doing this. And why it's worth putting myself out there because when I think back to that little girl inside me that didn't have those tools, that didn't know where to even start with building confidence, that didn't have any support in the way that I needed it, I think she would be really happy. And
she'd be so proud.
She would be proud. And I think I really don't think about that enough.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And that's a big point. I didn't even think about that
very
much when you told me the prompt. But it's true. I think my younger self would be really proud of how far I've come.
Yeah.
And again, just putting myself out there. That's not something I would have done before a long time ago.
I think thinking about my older self and the life I could have motivates me and keeps me going. I think thinking about my younger self and who that younger self needed keeps me going. But whether you're starting writing a book, whether you're starting a new job, whether you're starting a new promotion, whether you're starting a new hobby, whether you are moving to a new city, a new place, whether you're taking on a new commitment in love, a new commitment in life, starting school, starting a class, getting a new certification. It's scary, but you can't just be confident. It doesn't just magically happen until you start doing the things that scare you. I promise you, it is probably the best advice you will get in your life. Like, do it scared and keep doing it. Consistency, not every day will look the same. And I definitely can speak to some days where I, like even a few days in a row where I just don't do anything, but then I get back on the horse and I start in baby steps. Like, you just have to keep putting yourself out there and having the reason why. Like, I think having a why, having that why really defined is so important because you're going to need to revisit it. So make a statement, write it down, put it on your mirror, have something that really keeps you going when days get tough that you can always revisit, because it will get tough, but it will be worth it. Even if you fail, even if you don't end up wanting to do it anymore, at least you tried and at least you started. I promise you that failure is actually better than the fear of failure itself and the regret from not ever having started.
Yes.
Don't you feel that already? Even though like the fears felt insurmountable in the moment before mm-hmm. you started.
Yeah.
Even though it's not where you want to be, like you said, yet, it still feels like you're moving in the right direction.
Yes.
And that you're grateful that you started.
Totally. And like you were saying, there are bad, slow days where I'm not confident, where I don't want to keep going, where I even have thoughts of giving up on it.
Yeah.
But being able to push through that, like you were talking about, is the most important.
Yeah.
And being able to come back to that why. Why am I doing this? Why am I passionate about this in the first place?
I think
sticking to that vision.
And I think another thing, at least for us, that keeps us going is the fact that what we're doing is actually fun to us. And it actually is intuitively like right.
Enjoyable.
Whereas like working in the corporate desk job or whatever your current that isn't working for you is, like, I can now do other things that don't feel as aligned with my purpose because I have something outside of my day job that brings me purpose. And now it makes everything in my life so much happier and better. And when I didn't have that, I felt lost. I felt like I didn't have that why. And now I have that why, even if it's just a little hobby, even if it's a little side project, it's still better than not having it at all. And also like the fear of judgment, the fear of criticism, like that, again, the only way you get over that is just by like leaning into it mm-hmm. because people, and I know people say this all the time, but like people genuinely are way more concerned with their own lives and what's going on. They may make one little comment to you or about you, but like then they'll move on with their lives. And it's also in realizing the fact that everybody is in the same boat one way or another, and so many people project and they will shit talk you because they're jealous, because they regret their own decisions, but they're not willing to cope with that yet, so they're gonna shit on you for doing what they never had the balls to do.
Totally.
And you just have to realize that like so many people are projecting, and that makes you feel so much better. Their reaction to you is only a reflection of their inner world, and not, it has nothing to do with you. So that has been a big part of being able to push through that fear for me.
Definitely. Also, just if they have nothing better to do than roast you behind your back,
then that's a sad life.
That's not someone you want to listen to anyway.
And that's another big thing. I see this piece of advice on social media nowadays. don't take advice from someone whose life you don't want yours to look like. And I think that's so true.
That's really, yeah.
Isn't it like kind of like, oh my God, you're right. Like, I think that's like a slap in the face for me. I'm like, wait a sec. Like, I don't want to live like them.
Why do I care so much about what
this random person's?
And then it's
exactly. Yeah. It shouldn't be what dictates my life. Mm. If you could sum one piece of advice up to anyone who wants to start a new project that they think they might really love, but they're too scared of the uncertainty, the failure, the rejection, and all those fears that we talked about, what would you say to them to encourage them to start this new venture?
I would say if you believe in it and you have a passion for it, just do it. There's really no reason to listen to any of the nonsense online trolls like we were talking about before, because if it's something that you can see yourself doing long term, and if you think you can be good at it, why not give yourself the chance to try it out? And if you fail, who cares? You know, I think
it's something that you learn from.
Yeah.
And you will be more confident having tried than you would to sit with the regret of
and
not.
And you never know. The success might be bigger than you expect, and it might be worth it. So,
yeah. Knowing the difference in your mind between the self-critic that is not helpful and the honest, kind part of you that is helpful, and being able to determine which is which and not listening to the bad self-critic that keeps you in self-sabotage mode and that keeps you where you are, yeah. Keeps you comfortable. Break outside of that comfort zone, because that little inner critic will be the death of you if you always choose to listen to it.
Yeah.
And I think I'll just echo, I feel like I gave my big piece of advice. What is your why? And are you going to let your fears be bigger than your mission? Or are you going to go to war? Are you going to let your mission be bigger than your fears? And I think for me, that motivates the shit out of me. I'm going to let my mission be bigger than my fear. On that note, thank you so much for coming on. It means so much. And you're such a supportive sister. I'm so grateful and thankful for you.
Of course.
I love you.
I love you too.
And I hope you guys can go out and start some new projects that you are scared of. And
you got it.
And have a little bit of understanding and wisdom going into it, knowing that when you face those tough days and when you face those critical thoughts, that you have strategies to overcome them a little bit better.
Be patient with yourself.
Yeah, be patient. And if it's right, you will know and you will keep going and you won't give up. So just start.
Just start.
Just start.
Just start. Why not?
Why not? All right. Thank you, guys. I will see you in 2 weeks, but happy March. Hello and welcome. My name is Megan Lucky and this is A Lucky Life. Come along with me as I try and get to know myself better and hopefully help you get to know yourself better too.